Do you notice that when things start coming at you, it seems that it comes with more than one thing at a time? Not just the Moabites, he probably could have whooped them, but they teamed up with the Amorites and the Meunites, and if they'd have waited long, the Hittites might have showed up. As soon as you get over one thing, it seemed like it's something else. And then when that's going on, something pile on. You know, the enemy like to pile on your troubles.
What do you do when you're in the middle of a crisis? Everyone listening to me is probably going through something. Today's message will help you to learn how to pray for God's victory while you're in the middle of a crisis. This is Jerry G. Martin. Come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word.
Grab a hold of your Bible and repeat after me. Say, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for my teaching, my correction, my rebuking, my training in righteousness, so that I may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. I want to share with you before I get started that I'm going to be as judicious and quickly as I can with this message, but I'm not going to rush it because it is so important of what we're going to share with you today. Because when I look out, I see believers that are so encumbered and are dealing with so many things in our lives that it has rendered many of us ineffective in our ability to be who God called us to be and do what God called us to do. We can't be ambassadors because we are tore down and broke down and sick and injured and depressed and oppressed and all of this. So all we can do is just try to get the church to get a little something for us so we can make it back next week. That's not God's plan. God's plan for you to be victorious, to be strong, to be ambassadors, to be overcomers. There's a song that says, in every life a little rain must fall. I can understand that and I can appreciate that. But we should not expect our lives to be a bed of roses with no issues. I can handle a little rain. What I did not expect to do was to have an experience of a tropical storm, hurricane, with tornadoes and the flood that come with it. These events often come unexpectedly. They affect people of every race, the young and the old, the rich and the poor, the powerful and the powerless. You notice that when Harvey came, he didn't care where you worked, he didn't care what you looked like, the flood waters are the flood waters. If you have never experienced a crisis or tough times when you didn't know what to do, just keep on living. There are many of you here today that are dealing with something that you cannot handle on your own. You're sitting up here right now. There's something that you're dealing with. In fact, I would go to say this. Everybody is dealing with something. And many of us are dealing with something that is too tough for us. We can't fix it. If we could fix it, it'd be fixed by now. It may be a health issue, a marital issue, a financial crisis, a family crisis, a fear or depression, or it may seem like your life is going nowhere and you don't know what to do. Since the beginning of the year, we've been studying about prayer. But today I want to share with you how to pray when you are in a tough time or in a crisis. See, it's one thing to know that you should pray, and it's another one to know how to pray. You are not the only one who have to deal with a crisis. There is likely someone in this place today who is going through what you've been through or what you're going through. There's somebody put a song out to say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. There are certainly those in the scriptures and the Bible who had to respond to impossible crisis moments. Our focus today is going to be on the king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was his name. I want you to get to know him because he's going to show us what he did to respond to his crisis, and I want us to do the same thing about our crisis. Jehoshaphat was minding his own business. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1, it goes on to begin like this. It says, after this, the Moabites and the Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to make war on Jehoshaphat. Not only did the Moabites come to him, the Amorites and the Meunites joined in with the Moabites to destroy the people of Israel. Do you notice that when things start coming at you, it seems that it comes with more than one thing at a time? Not just the Moabites, he probably could have whooped them. But they teamed up with the Amorites and the Meunites, and if they'd have waited long, the Hittites might have showed up. As soon as you get over one thing, it seems like it's something else. And then when that's going on, something pile on, you know, the enemy like to pile on your troubles. I just can't seem to get out of what I've been going through here, because as soon as it looked like I got a little bit of daylight, something happened. Your issues seem to gang up on you. You can be minding your own business, and the next thing you know, number one, you get some information. Let's look at this. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. In fact, it is already in Hazazon, Tamar, that's in Gedi. He says, a vast army is coming against you, and they're already in your neighborhood. He got some information. Don't you know that's the first thing that normally happens to us? We get information. Now, how many of you have gotten information you were not expecting? Somebody came home and told their spouse, I don't want to be married to you anymore, and I'm moving my stuff today. You got some information you didn't expect. Somebody else went to the doctor and was told, we found a mast in your side and it's stage 3 cancer. You just went in for a routine physical and you thought you were doing well. In fact, you were feeling okay. Now you found out as you walk out of the office, you got to deal with cancer. Or you get a phone call in the middle of the night and say, we just picked up your son and we got him on armed robbery. He's downtown in the county jail. And you saying, what? Who is it? My son? He wouldn't do that. Yeah, we got him locked up. Or you went to your job and the business was closed without notice. Now you're unemployed and you don't have a job. You didn't start out that way, but you got information. How many of you got some information before? You weren't looking for it. You weren't messing with anybody, but you got some information. Look at what the scripture says. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Here's what I want to tell you. Never let a problem intimidate you. Instead, let it motivate you to pray. Let me say that again. Never let a problem intimidate you. Let it motivate you to pray. Seek God for wisdom before you do anything else. So when you get information, go to God without hesitation. See, a lot of us, as soon as we get information, we just come apart. We fall apart because the devil will shoot you a fiery dart of information, and before you do anything, you have already thought through your own demise. He told you, we saw a little something in your physical, and next thing you know, you're planning your funeral. No, so when you get information, go to God without hesitation. Don't call everybody else you know and try to get their advice. Go to God. Somebody say, go to God. Go to God. Go to God without hesitation. Now, the scripture tells us when Jehoshaphat was alarmed, they began to fast, they began to pray, they began to seek God for whatever was going on. Now, I know we had 21 days of fasting, but some of us just fasted so we can get through, and the most thing we were thinking about was what we're going to eat when we get off of this fast. I know it because I heard you discussing it. You weren't thinking, Lord, I'm in this crisis. I'm seeking your face. I need to hear from you. I need you to move for me. I ain't going nowhere until I get my answer. We weren't doing that. We were just saying, how much longer we got to go? Oh, Lord, I was just thinking of this. I was thinking about some more shrimp, and I was thinking about I'm going to get me a surf and a turf. I'm just going to do this and that and the other. And I said, what's wrong with you? Don't you know as soon as you get off the fast, the devil going to come at you with everything he got? And some of you got some information since the fast. Some of us gonna have to leave here today and say, Lord, I'm gonna go back again. I need to seek you without hesitation. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and said, Jehoshaphat, the king, the leader. So I want to talk to all the kings in here today. And that's the men. And if you don't have a man in your house, then you're the king, even if you're a queen. It means you're in charge. He stood up and he said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God who's in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand. He sung our song this morning. How great is our God? Oh, he says, and no one can withstand you. Oh, our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people, Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine or coronavirus, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and we will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us, and you will save us. Yeah. So what is he doing? And I want to tell you this. Now that you have information and go to God with no hesitation, you need to revisit God's reputation.
This is Pastor Jerry G. Martin, and as always, I am so excited about coming into your homes or your place of business or wherever you are to share the word of the Lord with you. Hopefully, the message you've just heard has been an encouragement to you and will help you to grow and develop in your spiritual walk with the Lord. It is our desire to enrich your life and to help you to be all that God wants you to be so that you can do all that God wants you to do. If you would like to listen to today's message in its entirety, I invite you to our website at lowcf.org. You can listen to today's broadcast as well as previous broadcasts right there online. And while you're there, you can also view the videos of our Sunday morning services. Then I want you to go one step further. If you're in between churches, you're in a place where you're not connected, I invite you to be my guest at the Light of the World. Wherever you are in the city, we are conveniently located so you can get to us from anywhere in the city. We're at 16161 Old Humble Road, right north of the Beltway, so you can get on the Beltway right here near 59 North and be with us in our Sunday morning services at 10 o'clock a.m. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've gone through in life, God has a place for you, God has an appointment for you, and God has a purpose for your life. Come and join us at the Light of the World Christian Fellowship. We're in our new building, so on Old Dumble Road, turn right in at Greens Road, and you're right here where we can worship the Lord together. Now for the Light of the World, this is Pastor Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.